This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day radio program. Doug is out at the moment. I am Jay Kirshner. Shay is Jen Horn. And we are going to talk about a lot of things. All the things.
All the
in the news. All that we can. You know the whole saying, like, no good deed goes unpunished. And in today's world, sometimes we see somebody who may need help and we don't help them because we think, well, what if they have these sinister, ulterior motives? Or vice versa. Someone actually, like, you think somebody does need help and you try to help them and then you get mugged.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you have to be careful with who you help. I definitely agree with that. Yep.
Yeah, which definitely takes away from people who do need help. Or, say, like, when we're kids, we are taught not to take candy from strangers, mm-hmm. unless it's Halloween and stuff like that.
And even then, be a little careful.
And even then, parents and guardians need to look through the candy first.
Check for the razor blades, kids.
Well, there was a situation where a quote-unquote suspicious older man in Ontario was handing out chocolate to kids. And the man remained unidentified, and he had approached a child last month, and the child was walking home from school, and the man offers him a pot of gold candies. That's what the actual candies are, the mm-hmm. pot of gold candies. And the child was pretty reluctant.
I haven't heard about a pot of gold in a long time. Like, those are, like, old school, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like those always come around, like, St. Patty's Day, too.
Yeah.
And the child clearly taught properly and was like, no, I don't want any. And the man was very insistent on this child taking the candy. Well, eventually, it was found out that he had offered other kids some candy. Police catch up to him and realize the story behind this, that this man is not being weird or trying to lure kids somewhere with candy or whatnot. It was Random Acts of Kindness Day. And he was just trying to offer people, not only kids, people in the community stepped forward and acknowledged that, no, he had handed candy to adults. He was just handing out candy to anybody. He wanted to make people smile. And he was just trying to do an act of kindness. Yes, yes. And police have determined this man's motives were pure and genuine. And they also thanked everybody in the community to help them come to this determination that, no, there was no threat involved. But it is one of those things, like, somebody randomly just offers you something and the knee-jerk reaction is like, no, go away. What's going on? Do I need to call authorities?
No, so sad.
Just that's trying.
I mean, I would freak out. I wouldn't take candy from someone on the streets. It's really sad that this is where we are right now. But
yeah,
I would question it.
I don't even take
it.
Flyers from people. I don't take anything. If you're handing me something, I'm just not taking it. I don't care what it is. It could be a $10 bill, and I'll be like, no. There might be powder on it, like something horrible.
So I don't know what speaking of handing out, you said you wouldn't take a flyer. So this weekend I went to the Clippers game. And one of the people that I went with had foot surgery and was on, like, one of those, like, little scooter things. And so her doctor had given her a placard for, you know, like, temporary for whatever time it is for her recovery. So we all benefited because it was very close parking. But, you know, when we came out, there was a flyer sitting on the car about there's no disability when it comes to love or something. And it was like marketing for an online dating service for people with disabilities.
Oh, wow.
Is that funny? And I'm like, how smart are these people to go to, like, big events and go through the handicapped parking lot and hand out flyers? But again, you kind of have to throw them on people's cars because if you're walking by, no one's going to take a flyer from you anymore, please.
No, and it's so true. And a lot of times people don't even look at things. Like, I'm sure if you've been shopping or you've been at the mall and somebody has a free sample of a hair product or perfume, and it's like, no, no, thank you. And I will look at them and say, no, thank you. I'm not just going to ignore somebody, but I'm still not taking whatever you have. I saw this one video going around social media, and it's also kind of a statement on society in terms of this guy was doing a social experiment, and he has a big poster board, and it says, I have crippling anxiety and depression. I just need somebody to say hi to me. And it's something so simple as that. And people are just walking past ignoring this guy, and he's just standing there. And some people will even turn and, like, read it for a moment and then keep walking. Well, then he flips it over. And, of course, the way things are cut, there could have been some people that stopped to say hi. They just clipped it out because they're trying to prove something. But so many people walk by. He flips the board over, and on the other side, it says free money. And it's just a whole bunch of different, like, tens and twenties just taped to this. And people are reading it, and they're just walking up and, like, questioning, like, can I take it? And he's like, yeah. And they'll just take the money and go. And it was like, when somebody just wanted somebody to say hi, people would read it and look and just kind of keep about their business. Where free money. With the free money, it was like, totally in. Yeah. It's
sad, but unfortunately, I think that's human nature now.
And I, when it comes to the people who just kept walking without reading it, that makes sense to a degree, because I think a lot of people, we just don't make eye contact with anybody. We just will mind our own business, you mind your business, I won't bother you, you won't bother me mentality. But when it came to the people who actually stopped and read it and then turned and kept walking, it was kind of like, wow.
That's really sad. I know.
Yeah. Some other sad news in terms of people traveling to Mexico. Have you heard about the three women who are missing?
Another set of people?
Yeah, so apparently they had gone to sell clothes at a flea market. Three women in their 40s. Well, two were in their 40s, one in their 50s. And they just had not been heard from. One of them, their husband, had kept in touch with his wife, and then all of a sudden one day she didn't reach out, and he couldn't reach her. And so the next day he tried to reach her again, couldn't reach her. He went to authorities, and the FBI has said that they're unable to provide a comment about an ongoing investigation because they can't find any sign of them. They are just
unbelievable.
They believe that they are endangered.
Huge problems right now. And, you know, we talked about this on the Talk Radio Countdown last week. The fact that those four people who were kidnapped and allegedly mistaken for Haitian members of the drug cartels or whatever, mm-hmm. two of them end up dead, one's injured, the other one, I don't know how mentally you recover, but is back safely. The drug cartel sent this ridiculous apology letter and said, oh, we're turning over these people and mm-hmm. this shouldn't have happened. That is because they are ingrained in the government. And the government is saying, wait a second, this may impact our tourism money, which we rely on. You better get out there and give us something. It is increasingly becoming clear that it is not safe to go into Mexico. And you've got to listen to the State Department warnings because people have spring break vacations coming up.
Yeah. And you think that, and you brought up this good point late last week too, Jen, where a lot of people think, well, I'm going to Cancun. I'm going somewhere where it's an all-inclusive resort. I'm going to stay at the resort. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm just staying at this resort. But what about the actual travel part, the getting yeah. to the airport, getting from the airport to the all-inclusive resort? In what is stopping somebody from being pulled over and carjacked? What is stopping people from cartel members from actually going into the airport? Or a lot of people who are hiring rides or something. Well, how do you know that's your actual ride? How do you know that
it's even the police?
Who you hire?
There was a story that sort of disappeared, but it started to make national news a few months ago. There was a DA. Actually, it was in January. There was a DA from Orange County, California, who went to celebrate their one-year anniversary with their wife, and both of them young people. They went to this resort many times. They knew it. They knew this area. They traveled there all the time. They liked to vacation there. And he ended up dead. And they said that he was drunk and fell off of a balcony, but his autopsy results were not reflective of that. His body was found in an area that wouldn't have been the landing point for someone who fell off of a balcony. And it was revealed that he had this altercation where he had to pay off some federales, like $200. They must have known where he was staying. So it's really bad right now. And not to make it political, but we do need some leadership coming from, I think, the White House at this point, making it clear to Mexico that they better start to ensure the safety of American citizens when they go down there. Because if not, why are we going to continue to send our money, our tourism dollars, our people there if people are coming back missing? Or not at all. That's just, it's frightening.
Yeah, like just disappearing, no trace of anything. And back to the four people that we were just discussing with the handwritten apology letter. And who's to say that those, the men that were tied up and kind of like handed over of these were the guys that did it. Well, clearly they don't want there to be an investigation to where they can find other stuff and really do damage to their quote unquote business.
And how do we know those,
are the actual people? Yeah, exactly.
They probably just took the weakest and said, okay, we can afford to lose you. There you go. And hand somebody over.
Exactly. Or those could be more kidnapped people or something. Like, it's just, there's so much, and it's only a matter of time before this becomes a movie.
I know. Sadly, you're right about that. It sounds like, that sounds a little harsh, but you're right. It's next.
And have you seen this flight? The flight that was going from Texas to Germany? I cannot say the airline. It's Lufthansa. Mm-hmm. So this one that it hit severe turbulence and basically plunged about 4,000 feet. It had to be diverted into Virginia. Mm. And Matthew McConaughey's wife was on it, Camila Alice. And she had posted a video, but the caption said, to respect the privacy of those around me, this is all I'm showing. But the plane was pure chaos. The turbulence kept coming. Well, apparently it's coming out that nobody would have known about this flight from Hades, or what people are calling it. Because the airline didn't want people to find out. Apparently, after the turbulence, one of the flight attendants came on and was like, please delete any photos or pictures.
What?
Videos. Yeah, like, please delete all this stuff. And then they made a second request. And in the second request, stating the same thing, like, please delete everything, apparently the second request was because they want to protect the privacy of those on board. And we know about this because one of the passengers told a news outlet the full story, saying, you know, play-by-play of what happened, the flight attendants making the request twice about it, and even all of the people on board were like, well, we're going to take more photos and videos because why are you telling us not to? What's
yeah,
up
what
with
was
that?
The point of all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that they wanted to protect other people on board. And it's like, but when you're – if you're on a flight and you're pointing your camera forward, you're not seeing anybody's face. You know what I mean? It's not unless you turn around backwards.
So that would tell me right away that there was negligence or something going on that they didn't want people to know about. How do you drop thousands of feet? People are freaked out. And then you expect people not to talk about it?
Yeah. It's like they never want to know. And this was in the middle of dinner service. So in unexpected turbulence, I am surprised that the flight staff themselves weren't more injured because typically they are not in their seats with their seatbelts fastened during the dinner service. They are up and moving around. But the woman, Rolanda Schmidt, who talked to the news outlet about all of this, apparently she had like bruising on her arm. She thinks that there was a concussion. She has had a possible fractured hip, like all of these different things.
I don't know if I went through something like that. And I'm not a white knuckler flyer. I used to fly a lot more after, you know, with my new current schedule and like just kind of job shifting. I don't travel as much as I used to. I used to travel a lot. But I don't know that I could get back on a plane after dropping like that. That is,
I don't know. That would be tough.
Would be really hard. I think you feel like you're just out of control. And I guess you feel happy you make it. And people hit turbulence every day, but when you take a dive like that,
yeah, so like a 4,000 plunge. Oof, that is a lot. Oh, talk about white knuckling. All right, more to come on Doug Steffens. Good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too, now that we're covered with Progressive.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stephens Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now. We have Jen Horn with us. And a lot of celebrities do different, like autobiographies and biodocs and all of that. And William Shatner is the latest. And not to be honest with you, Jen, I'm a little surprised this has not happened before or sooner, I should say.
Like a biography on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's done some of the stuff on his life, but it's kind of in short segments in the past. So the story is that my dad is pretty decent, good friends. I think they're very good friends with William Shatner. And I've been able to go to a lot of different events. I think in some ways, like the comedy show that he's done, his one-man show, a lot of that is about his life. He had a book earlier on about his life. But I also think that William Shatner is a forward-looking guy. Like, he doesn't like to, I think, spend, tons of time looking back at the past. But I think now he says that he wants to share the story because, he's getting to be an older guy and he wants to share it with people while he's still here.
Yeah. I mean, he's 91. He's in his 90s. And he is probably the youngest 91-year-old
on the
planet. Oh, my
gosh. He's incredible. He still rides horses every day. I mean, the guy is still incredible.
Yes. Yeah. And he has said in different interviews that a lot of people have come to him with offers to do a documentary, a straight-up documentary before, and he's always just kind of turned them down. And it makes sense with what you say, Jen, about he's just a forward – he wants to look forward to things, and he's a forward thinker in the sense of let's focus on what's ahead of us, not behind us. But yeah, at 91, in his 90s, he's ready to do it. It's called You Can Call Me Bill.
He scared people, though, this weekend. I don't know if you saw, but there were a lot of people who thought that there was something wrong with William Shatner, and he had to come out and say that the story of his demise had been overplayed.
Well, yeah, because he was saying he doesn't know how long he has to live.
Right.
In the sense of the fact that he's in his 90s. Yeah.
Right. And truly, we should all live that way because none of us have any guarantees, right? We don't have any guarantees that we're going to make it to 91. So, I don't know. I say good for him for living the way that he does. I admire that about him. And I think, a look back right now, I think what really changed him in this way, it gave him so much perspective, was that trip to space. He really was touched by that, and I think he realized just how small we all are, which is, one of those things that I think we forget, where everything that we have, every problem is always the biggest thing. And I think now he's ready to kind of you know, share his story, share some of the stuff that he's learned and some of the perspective. He's very curious sort, and he's got a lot up in that head of his.
Yeah. And he's done so many cool things. Did you ever watch the show Better Late Than Never with him?
Oh, my God. I love the show.
It was hilarious. Yeah, Henry Winkler, Terry Bradshaw, George Foreman, William Shatner. And they just traveling around to different things. And it was like you have all these older men acting like college boys out on spring break and
yep.
just having fun and goofing off and totally pranking each other. Like, what was it? Were they in South Korea and they pretended that they crossed the border into North Korea and they had actors? I forget which of the guys set this all up, but like some of them got really mad because they thought that they were about to be arrested, if not killed. And it's like, it was a prank that was pretty harsh, but it looked like they just had so much fun. And you just,
that was all Henry Winkler's idea too. The way they showed it to happen was really the way that it came together for sure.
That's just so cool because it really was like I think you see celebrities and a lot of times they are larger than life. And then you get to see these moments where they are just acting like genuine human beings because that's what they are, like acting and whatever it is they're doing. That's their occupation. That's their career. That's not exactly who they are. Jane Fonda talking about aging as well. And she's sharing her secret to long lasting beauty. She has gotten very honest and truthful about what the secret is. And she says it is having good genes, which makes sense, and having a lot of money. So thank you for your honesty.
Every
Jane Fonda.
Time.
Yeah. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation, official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price. That cereal box is thinner. Fewer chips, more air in that bag. Fewer pills in the bottle. Shop smart for brands you want the way you shop around for the cheapest gasoline. Price per gallon is posted right there on the sign, and you'll find unit price, possibly in smaller print, right next to the item price in the supermarket. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration announced it has approved ConocoPhillips' Willow Oil Project, located on a portion of Alaska's North Slope. The work is estimated to produce about 576 million barrels of oil over 30 years. President Biden said former President Jimmy Carter asked him to deliver his eulogy after he passes. Biden mistakenly made the comment in front of 40 people during a Democrat National Committee fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe, California, yesterday. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Rite Aid yesterday, accusing the pharmacy chain of knowingly filling unlawful prescriptions for controlled substances, including opioids. The complaint claims from May of 2014 to June of 2019, Rite Aid filled hundreds of thousands of prescriptions that were medically unnecessary. Today is National Pi Day 3.14. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG.
Good day radio program. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little sidetracked still from our off-air conversation on shoes.
Okay. So here's how it all started. And God knows we probably, you know, why go through it all? But here you get it. So I said, wow. So things are kind of getting real with all these bank collapses, because one of the big stories is that Silicon Valley Bank and then another bank collapsed over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The president talked about this. It's freaking people out, right? When you think
it is scary.
And then you're like, and not that this is a problem probably for us particularly on this show, but maybe some of you luckier, wealthier people that would like to share with us. There, a lot of people are saying, well, if I have more than $250,000, why would I put it in a bank if you can't guarantee any money? And so then this is becoming a really big deal, because people who are watching for the so-called collapse, are getting a little nervous right now. And so then Jay, you mentioned we should have gone to gold.
We should have gotten into, yes, the whole, like, the gold bars and everything. And, yeah, get into equity is one of the ones. Equity, that's
what it is. And they were texting me saying, oh, it's beginning. And I went, you know what? I think I'm just going to start taking my paycheck in little tiny gold chips. And so here we are. And then I said, I just don't get cryptocurrency, you know, the stock market.
No,
all over the place.
Yeah, I can't get behind crypto. I get it, why people are excited about it. And if you got in on the ground floor, then maybe it might be something worth it. But it is still a little too, like, it's just non-tangible.
I need to see something or to hold something. And so I said, you know, maybe we should operate in shoes because you can wear them, you can own them, you could admire them. And then I guess you made the admission your husband owns 100 pairs of shoes just where you are right now. And he's got more in storage. That beats me. That's like you're married to Imelda Marco.
No, it's one of those things of the stereotypical kind of situation of like, oh, a woman in her shoes and all this stuff. No, bro. It's my husband. Like, he's the one. He is the one that you see a guy, like, you know that stereotype. If you see a man and he's on his phone and he's scrolling and he's kind of hiding the screen from you or something, like, is he cheating? What is he doing? No. My husband is stalking down the next big deal for shoes or when there's going to be another Nike drop that he can get in on.
Does he, like, get them on sale, or does he, like, he wants, like, the latest shoe, right?
No, it's the latest. It's whatever the drop is that they announce, and then there's only going to be so many pairs and all of this stuff. And the thing is he buys a lot of these with the intention of turning them around and reselling them at a higher profit. So it's, like, supposed to be a side hustle, except he ends up buying shoes he likes, and then he keeps them. So it's not working very well as
so
a side hustle.
The side hustle actually has to be if you resell
shoes. We're
going
broke. Yes. Instead of making money, we are basically broke. Thank you,
Nike. I
think
you figured out the whole scam here. He's like, yeah, we're going to make money off of this, babe. We're going to make money. And then, no. So, you know.
Oh, I think I told you how this year for Christmas, he took over for the gifts. He did amazing. And he bought such amazing gifts for everybody. They were really cool gifts, but everybody got a pair of Nike shoes. So regardless of what you actually asked us for Christmas or what you wanted, he took the reins and everybody got Nike shoes.
Hopefully they liked them.
Yeah.
Does he have everybody's sizes and everything? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, he did. Absolutely did. And see, that's like where things roll into. We were talking about the banks collapsing, and then we just went into shoes and different currencies. But I always think about
how it works.
It really does. It's just like that, what is it, train of thought? It's a specific word, and now I can't even think of what it is.
Did you lose your train of thought?
I did. But when you look at a lot of those sci-fi thriller movies, and I think there's one with Amanda Seyfried and Justin Timberlake, and currency is like lifespan, and you get more, and you take some away, and you pay with it, or whatever, and it's like this little Apple Watch. It's not an Apple Watch, but it looks like this little watch on your arm or something, and it says how much you have left, and like that's what you pay, the life you have, or how many years you have left, and you can get more years, and some people can live forever because they're like quote unquote super wealthy. It seems like it's going to be that at some point soon.
Or we're just going to pay in blood.
One man is paying his ex-wife a monthly fee of $528, a monthly pension. She's in Spain, and she divorced her husband in 2020 and had been fighting for not just alimony, but she wanted money for the 25 years of housework she did during their marriage. $215,000.
Oh, so she was like backfilling him.
Yeah.
For like a cleaning service?
Yeah. She wanted $215,000, and boy goodness, she was awarded it. The judge, I almost said lawyer, the judge was like, you know what? Yeah, you should get this. So she's going to receive a monthly pension of $528 from her ex-husband.
Wow. That's clever. I mean, I guess if you're thinking of ways that you can get money in. You know, it shows you how society really doesn't value the contributions of what was normally considered woman's work. And I put quote air quotes around that. But whoever is the keeper of the house, right? The kids, think about that. If you didn't have that person, you'd be spending a lot of money in babysitting and cleaning and cooking, laundry, all of that stuff.
Well, and that is so accurate, and it is, like, back in the day, it was. The man went to work, the woman stayed home, and sometimes, and now it's if there is a one-income person, then it's that person, that spouse or whatever will go to work, and then somebody stays home and does everything. And, yes, you think of childcare, you don't have to pay for that, cooking chef, a personal chef, you don't have to pay for that. House cleaning, all of that you don't have to pay for. But here's the thing. Those are all still items that have to be done. So what about the two household members who have, both are bringing in an income who still have to do all of those chores, who still have to do that job? Because, again, it still needs to be done. Maybe not the child care part. Yeah, maybe not the child care part, because if you're both going to work, then somebody needs to watch the child. But, like, look at terms of post-pandemic, how many work-from-home jobs there are. Now there are so many work-from-home, stay-at-home parents where it's both parents involved, and you're still having to do all of that. So I guess it's one of those, I totally see how this is and how the husband has to pay the wife for all of that, the pension, the back pay, and I totally support it. But at the same time, devil's advocate, these are tasks that already have to be done.
That's
so
true. But somebody's just doing them. But if you're, if you in your relationship decide, hey, I'm not going to work, we're going to live off of your income, and then all of a sudden the marriage is over, then what does that person
sense.
Do?
Right? Yeah, that makes sense, because then it's like, well, that person that can't can't start a life because they don't have their own stuff in savings, especially when there's joint checking and joint savings accounts and all of that. So that totally makes sense. I know people who they could be a one-income family, but the other spouse works too because they already acknowledge they cannot be a worker or a stay-at-home parent. So their job solely goes to child care. And that just also goes to say how expensive child care actually is.
Oh, it's crazy. I look at my friends and, think about it. It's so difficult. I mean, you're in a situation now where you're able to do a lot from home. You've got a home studio and all of that. But, like, there are so many of my friends that struggle with what do we do. And if not for grandparents and if not for the support of a family, man, it's expensive. I don't know how people do it. It's crazy.
A lot of times it's a lot cheaper to have, and it's weird when you think about this, it's a lot cheaper to go to something like, say, care.com and have a nanny or a babysitter that comes to the house for certain hours a day, certain days a week. That is cheaper than actually sending an underschool age child, like a preschool kind of age or younger, to daycare. To actually send them to daycare can be like $1,000 to $1,200 a week even. Depending on where you go, where if you have somebody just coming in, it's more $1,000 to $1,200 a month. But then you don't have the, like, interaction with the kids, you know, and the socialization. But, yeah, it's you would think that it would be flipped. To have somebody personally come to your house would be more expensive than to send your kid to daycare.
Yeah, most of my friends either use family members a couple days a week or have a situation where they can take turns working from home. Or my cousin, actually, as you mentioned, has, until they got to a certain age where they could actually go to a preschool, had someone coming into the house. And you're talking about another salary, though. And, you know, to make sure you're getting the best and brightest, you don't want to get, like, just some person off the street, right? You have to make sure that this person is someone that you know,
yeah,
that
you
has references.
Yeah, you have background checks of anything, yeah.
Yeah, you have to also, and like, I think there was even something she'd like pay into a fee so that she could have insurance for this. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff that make sure that you're getting someone that you think is appropriate to leave your kids with.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just, sometimes it's like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. Like, what do you pick?
Well, I think the one, though, maybe one nice thing from the pandemic is that more people are able to figure out how to work remotely to try to make it work. That might be one of the good things that came out.
Oh, 100%. And especially people who don't necessarily have a regularly scheduled work from home job. If there is something like an in-teacher service day where the kids are off school or a child is sick and needs to stay home, the parent doesn't have to take off work. They can still do their job remotely. They don't have to use a vacation day or a paid sick day or something, or just a true unpaid day, because not everybody has paid days off. Yeah. So they're able to still do some of the stuff. Well, a little bit of good news, somebody not making that money but winning that money, the big $747 million Powerball jackpot that was won in Washington, the winner, 36-year-old who, she's a Boeing employee. And here's the thing, never plays the lottery, really is just kind of like, eh, whatever. Will happen to be at a local grocery store and saw that the jackpot had reached $747 million. Well, she works on 747s, and that happened to be the very last week. Yeah, and that happened to be the last week that Boeing sold its last 747 ever. So she is a believer in fate, and she's like, well, three situations of 747. I used to build them. They sold the last one ever, the Powerball jackpot.
And
is
it's that triple sevens.
747 million. Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things of like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play. And she won.
Good for her. And she's young enough to enjoy it. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those cool things where if like, she gets the $50,000 gift from the state lottery for being the one, or no, the Fred Meyers gets the $50,000 for being the one that sold the winning ticket. And it's some good news coming out of this too, that they are going to use $10,000 to help the feed homeless and people in need in the community.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, and so the winner, the 36-year-old, she took the lump sum, which after taxes, she got like $309 million. But still.
That'll do you for the life, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I could get by on that, I think.
She could afford to buy her own 747 if she really wanted to and have money left over.
Fly around. She could take it. I mean, gosh. You could do so much. What would you do first with that money?
Pay off debts and bills and all of that stuff, and then put money away for. I know. Well, and then put money away for Max College Fund as well.
Boring. What else?
Fund. But then after that, the selfish things would be a couple vacations. I take different family members on like a couple of their special vacations, like where somebody really wants to go, take them and do a couple different vacations. And then, but one of the good deed things, my husband and I have always talked about buying up like an old apartment building or a house or something and setting it up as anybody who is trying to get back on their feet, like battered women or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Jen, I want to know what you have to do, but we're out of time. I'm sorry. It's 48 after
Great
the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner, and joining me now, the Money Pit Home Improvement Show host, Tom Kraetler. How are you doing?
Hey, Jay.
I love
all's
when you're
well
on.
Here in chilly, wet, rainy, icy New Jersey.
Yeah, you haven't had much of a winter, have you?
No, haven't gotten a lick of snow, just a kind of dusting a couple of times. But there is a reason for that. And the reason is because I bought a new snowblower this year.
Oh.
And as such, I've guaranteed for me and my neighbors that we will not get any snow.
There you go. So are we all thanking you for that?
Yeah, I think so. My story, I'm going with it.
Well, you always have the best tips and tricks for home projects, home improvement, how to do things on a budget, and also when it's best to just say, I'm not going to do this, hire on a professional.
Yep.
And when it comes to a situation listener Ronnie has with his deck, he says it's a deck off the master bedroom, which sits on top of the garage. But the problem is it's constantly leaking into the garage, and they've even tried adding drains. What is a good solution for him in this situation?
You know, I've seen a lot of these decks that people have built over asphalt roofs. Could be roll roof, could be a shingle roof. And the thing is that the decks are not designed to rest on the roof like that. The best thing to do is to take the deck off and to rebuild that roof section, but use fiberglass. Just the same way you would have like a fiberglass pan in your shower or a fiberglass tub. Installers can build a fiberglass deck that would be kind of like the hull of a boat, but rougher, so you wouldn't slip on it. And that would be absolutely 100% waterproof. And then over that, you can attach the railings to it. But when you try to build a wood deck and rest it on an asphalt surface like that, it's just never going to last. It's constantly going to be a battle. And certainly, he said also he put outdoor tile on it. That's not waterproof, my friend. So that's not really doing anything. And I'm not quite sure what he's referring to with respect to drains. But it's really not the right type of application. There are ways to do it right and ways to do it wrong. And you're always better off going with the right way because it's just going to last a lot longer. Otherwise, it becomes an ongoing problem. And then who knows what's going on under that old roof, right? You could have rot. You could have mold. So I think it's time to kind of give up and take it apart and do it right the next time.
That sounds smart, and especially because a lot of times people try to do something like this, even themselves, and save money, and then it ends up costing way more in the long term.
Yeah, that's true.
When, like you said, just do it right. Well, you offer so many more tips on your radio show, as well as the podcast. MoneyPit.com/podcast is where you can get the podcast, as well as anywhere podcasts are available. But I saw that some of the topics you're going to be covering include water that smells like rotten eggs. I have smelled that before. What is that?
Yeah. So, well, first question, is it hot water or is it cold water?
Usually hot.
So if it's hot water, then it's caused by something, your water heater. And the water heater has what's called an anode rod in it. And when the anode rod wears out, the water smells like rotten eggs, which is really a sulfur smell. Now, if it's just in your bathrooms, in general, it could be like near a laundry room sink. Sometimes the drains will smell very similarly to that. And that's what we call biogas. And the reason for that is because you get microbes that form and bacteria that form around the drains just because of the fact that they're always wet, they're always damp. And what you really need to do is to take off any drain screens that you have and then rinse those drains out with hot water. I like to use a little bleach. And if you've got like a bottle brush that you could devote to this project because you're not going to want to use it in your bottle when you're done. Mm. But you can scrub the inside of those drains a little bit. And that will actually loosen that up and flush it away. The other thing to watch out for is if you've got a sink that you don't use often or a shower that you don't use often, the trap, which is that sort of U-shaped pipe underneath, it dries out. And when it dries out, there's no water in that U-shaped pipe. Well, that water that's hanging there is there for a reason, and it's to stop the sewage gas from backing up into your house. It's kind of a seal. So that's called a dry trap. And when you have a dry trap, you can get odor, and you just got to remember to put some water in it once in a while if you're not going to use that bath or shower or sink.
Okay, that's a good tip. Well, and now so spring is coming. It's not technically here yet, so we have a few more cold snaps.
Yep.
What about the window drafts, whenever you can feel that cold air coming through and you're like, wait, is this closed all the way? And it is. Why is that happening, and how is that an easy fix?
Well, it really depends on the type of window you have, but if you've got like old wood windows, you could always improve the weather stripping around them. And a good way to kind of pinpoint that is, because sometimes it's hard to tell exactly where it's coming, is, as you said, close the window and then hold the back of your hand up against that window and raise it around the sides of it. The back of your hand is really sensitive, and you'll feel those draft points coming in, and that's where you need to air the weather strip.
That's great. That's awesome. We'll get more information with moneypit.com/newsletter, moneypit.com/podcast, all things Money Pit on moneypit.com. Tom, thank you so much for saving us money and really helping out our homes.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.